Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the Sigmund Romberg operetta, The Desert Song, starring Nadine Connor, Sterling Holloway, Clark Dennis, Francis X. Bushman, and your host, Gordon McRae. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads. The same railroads that also bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is Gordon McRae.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gordon McRae helping to bring you another in our series of great musical hits. Tonight, it's the romantic operetta, The Desert Song. As Margot Bonvalet, you'll hear lovely Miss Nadine Connor, the charming Metropolitan Opera soprano. And in the comedy part of Benny, that favorite of stage and screen, Mr. Sterling Holloway. Mr. Clark Dennis sings the role of my henchman, Seed. And Mr. Francis X. Bushman plays my father, Governor Birabo. And so the curtain rises on the Desert Song as I don the mask and flowing red cape of that mysterious romantic figure, the Red Shadow.
Was at once the terror and the excitement of all Morocco. No one knew who he was or where he came from. But suddenly he and his band of riffs would sweep down out of the hills and undo some of the work of the French Foreign Legion. They called him the Red Shadow, and no one who saw him ride by with his band would ever forget him.
On the ground, there comes a sound. Drum of hoofbeats in the sand. Quiver with fear if you are near. It is the thunder of the Shadow and his band. And all who ponder, learn to understand.
And the cry of hope.
So we sing as we are riding home. It's the time you'd best be hiding low. It means the rifts are abroad. Go before you've bitten the sword.
Oh,
that's the sound that comes to warn you so.
Oh,
in the night or early morn, you know. If you're the Red Shadow's foe, the wrist will strike with a blow that brings you woe.
Oh, oh, we sing as we are riding home. It's the time you'd best be hiding low. It means the rifts are abroad. Go before you've bitten the sword.
Oh, that's the sound that comes to warn you so.
Oh,
in the night or early morn, you know. If you're the Red Shadow's foe, the wrist will strike with a blow.
That brings you home.
All right, men, we'll rest here for an hour.
Master, Seed and I are your close friends, are we not?
Why, you know you are, Hasse.
We try very hard to understand you, Master, but often Hasse and I find it quite difficult.
Well, of course. You're Mohammedans, and I am French.
Oh, you are great at the masquerade, my master. Not one of our band realizes you are French.
Master, there is one question we would ask. Why did you, a Frenchman who loves his country, leave the French army to join us?
Because, see, when I came here to Morocco 8 years ago, the French governor was abusing the Arabs. I could not reason with him. And so I went into the hills, to Ali Ben Ali.
Ah, how well I remember that night. A man in a red mask and a cloak stepped up and said to Ali Ben Ali, "Give me 20 men who are not afraid to risk their lives, and when the law is wrong, we will overturn the law."
Yes, yes, I decided to be the Robin Hood of Morocco. And when I came back from the desert, I pretended to be almost half-witted. I spent all my time picking wildflowers. And so they searched high and low for the Red Shadow and never guessed that I was a stupid boy living right in their midst.
And then the cruel General Fontaine died. And now your own father has come to Morocco as French governor.
Yes, with one purpose in mind, to wipe out the Red Shadow. And so what am I to do? Desert my men? Or let my father know that his only son is a traitor to the French? No, I guess I can only continue to play the fool.
What's that?
The men have a captive.
Oh, may I handle this, my master?
It's my turn, Hasse. You handled the last spy.
You may both handle this one, and I'll be silent.
Bring him over here. Get over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How do you do, Mr. Shadow?
Let's shoot him immediately, Seed.
No, let's wait a while.
That's right, Sid. Let's wait a while. Mr. Shadow, behind that mask must be the heart of stone.
He's such a miserable specimen. He's hardly worth shooting.
Oh, I'm not worth shooting at all.
What are you doing in Morocco?
Nothing. Make me an offer.
Search him, Hasse.
Stop. I'm tickled.
Oh, he's carrying lead pencils. He's a spy.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Look, kids. I'll come clean. I'm a reporter. My name's Benny.
Reporters ask too many questions. Whenever I see a reporter, I want blood.
Don't look at me. I'm anemic.
What brought you here?
Well, certainly not my intentions, Mr. Shadow. Early this morning, I went out for my first horseback ride. My friend Pierre, the son of Governor Birabeau, took me. Suddenly, he disappeared, and my horse took the bit in his teeth to say nothing of me. Here I am.
Well, if we spare you, you must work for us. You can return to the house of the governor and spy on the French.
Oh, I'll do anything. I have no principles at all.
Master, the French are coming.
Quick, to the horses.
You come with me, Benny.
Oh, you're not going to put me back on a horse again.
I'm sorry, but we have no choice. Come on, men, after me.
Susan, I may never sit again.
What happened?
I met a horse.
Poor Benny. I'll take care of you.
No, Susan, please. You're my secretary, not a nurse. Look, take this down in shorthand. I was caught by the Red Shadow's band.
Benny, no. Did you see the Red Shadow?
Did I see the Red Shadow? Listen, Susan. He came riding in on a panther, using a rattlesnake for a whip. And he said, "Men, I'm hungry." And one of the men carried in a live cow.
Oh, Benny, how could one man carry a live cow?
He made two trips. Susan, you should have been there. There I was. I stood in front of all of them. But was I scared? I killed hundreds of riffs in a single combat. And hundreds of them killed me. Susan, but you are looking at a new Benny. A strong Benny. A shadow of his former Benny.
You mean you're going to be a red shadow?
Well, Susan, I'll probably be more of a white shadow, but watch out for me, Susan.
Oh, Benny, I'd love to.
Well, here are Benny and Susan at any rate. Maybe they know something.
Yeah, hello, Governor Birabeau, Margot.
Oh, Benny, have you seen Pierre?
Well, I saw him a couple of horses ago, not recently.
His horse came home without him hours ago.
I think you should send out a searching party, Governor Birabeau.
I'll wait until sundown.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to see a man about an ice pack.
So you
Don't be silly. The next horse I see can ride me. I'll walk. Come on, Susan. You can get the ice.
Huh? All right. You know, Governor, I thought Morocco would be exciting and full of adventure. But I think it must be the loneliest place in the world.
No, you won't feel that way when you and Paul are married.
Oh, I'm not so sure. You know, Paul has changed in the last 2 years. I remembered him as being more romantic. I thought he would ride up and carry me off across his saddle.
Yeah, I'm afraid Paul's hardly the type to do that. That sounds more like...
Who?
Margot, my dear, your head is entirely too full of romance.
You're right, it is. Romance, a playboy who is born each spring, who teaches a nightingale to sing a very pretty song. I love you. Romance, a legend of an old brocade, a prince who tells a country maid, I love you. Now where this whimsy comes from, I don't know. For when it comes, it's just a bomb to go. Romance, a flower that will bloom a while, with sunshine from a lover's smile, that lover's tears bedew.
Life is romantic only for the dreamers. Yes, only for the dreamers.
Pierre, where have you been? Your father and I have been so worried.
Oh, I was out picking wildflowers.
Wildflowers? What kind of a son have I?
Governor Baribault.
What is it, Paul?
We have the Red Shadow, I'm sure of it.
Congratulations. We're here in my palace?
Yes, we were.
Where is he?
He's somewhere on the palace grounds.
Somewhere here in my palace?
Yes, we were miles behind, but we saw him ride through your gates.
The Red Shadow within our gates? How ghastly. Why, we might all wake up to find our throats cut.
Pierre, I wish just once you'd do one thing that would make me proud of you. Why don't you go out and fight the Red Shadow?
He might hurt me.
Ah, come on.
I'll see you later, Margot.
Well, I'd better go to my room. Margot, do you think you'd better stay here alone? After all, the Red Shadow is on the loose.
Oh, I'd welcome the Red Shadow. He's the only romantic, adventurous figure in Morocco.
I think you're right. Well, goodbye, Margot.
Romance.
I open my arms to inform them. Mademoiselle?
You.
The Red Shadow, your servant.
Yes, in a mask and a cloak, just as they told me. I heard you were in the palace. Oh, but I didn't believe it.
I heard you say you would welcome me.
Where were you?
In the shadows. Come with me tonight, into the desert. Come with me and you'll never want to return.
You're very sure of yourself.
No, not of myself. Only of the magic of the desert. My desert is waiting, dear. Come there with me. I'm longing to teach you love's sweet melody. I'll sing a dream.
Just outside the gates as you ordered.
Oh, Margot, the governor said, Hattie.
Benny, my friend.
Come, we must go quickly. The horses are waiting.
Oh, no, no, not horses.
Are you coming, Margot? Or shall I pick you up and carry you off?
If you come a step closer, I'll fire.
Well, a gun. All right. Hassie, if this young lady should be brave enough to kill me, it is my order that you do not harm her. Aim steady, my lady. There is your pistol, and here is my heart.
Boo, heaven, and you, and I, and sand kissing a moonlit sky.
All right, I've got her. Come on.
Benny, if you let out one peep, I'll shoot you in the back.
Peep, who peep?
Quiet now. We don't want anyone to hear us.
And you and I and sand kissing a moonless sky, a desert breeze whispering a lullaby.
You can't get away with this, you renegade.
I love you. Oh, give me that night divine.
They'll come after you tomorrow and they'll kill you.
The desert song calling its voice and calling will make
its voice will make.
During the year just closing, the railroads have been kept busy, just about as busy as they have ever been in peacetime, hauling the major part of the tremendous output of our farms and factories, our forests and mines. The job has called for the utmost skill and efficiency, for the railroads, like the rest of us, have not been able to get all the new equipment, all the new freight cars they needed. They have done their best to make up for this by doing more work with the cars and locomotives they do have. So, in 1948, the average freight train on the railroads turned out more transportation service than ever before. To make possible even better transportation and greater efficiency in the future, the railroads spent on improvements $1,250,000,000 in 1948. And that $1.25 billion was railroad money, for railroads provide their own roadways and terminals and signals with their own money. It is not done with the money of the taxpayers. As for the new year about to start, the railroads are looking ahead, planning ahead, working ahead to provide still better service for you and for the country. And now back to the Desert Song, starring your host, Gordon McRae, Nadine Connor, Clark Dennis, Francis X. Bushman, and Sterling Holloway.
Lonely as a desert breeze, I may wander where I please, yet I keep on the lawn just to rest a while. So, this is the castle of Ali Ben Ali, huh? Some dump.
Ali Ben Ali is coming, Master.
Yes, I hear, Hassie.
Down on your knees, Benny.
Down on my knees? All the way down there?
Quickly! Ali Ben Ali kills reporters on sight. Does he not, my master, eh?
My friend, my good friend, the Red Shadow.
Once more, exalted Ali, I beg your kindness and shelter.
Should I not protect the protector of my race? What did you do this time, eh? Burn down a prison, kidnap a tax collector, blow up a dam so the farmers could have water?
No, it's a little different this time. Benny, don't stay down there on your knees. Get up.
Get up and drop dead?
Who are you?
I am Benny, the Red Shadow's shadow.
His yellow one.
I don't know. I'm colorblind.
Now, Benny, go and help the men tether the horses.
May I kick one?
Not if you want to live. Now go.
Okay, Red. Yes, Master.
Where shall we take the French woman, my master? French woman? You have ridden off with a French woman?
Yes. She is the guest of General Birabeau.
You brought her forcibly against her will?
Yes.
Oh, my friend, you have been a great leader of men. There are many women who would love you. Do not waste any hours with one who does not. Our lives are short and the hours go fast. Let seed tell you our philosophy.
If one flower grows alone in your garden, its fragrant sweetness will soon pass away. If one flower grows alone in your garden, soft petals blooming must wait.
I have heard all that you have been saying, and I know that's your philosophy. Yet, I must still love in my own way.
Lonely as a desert breeze, I may wander where I please, yet I keep on longing just to rest a while, where a sweetheart's tender eyes take the place of sand and skies. For the world forgotten in one woman's smile. One alone to be my own. I alone to know her.
I beg of you, the French will never forgive the thing you have done. And you've put us all in danger by bringing her here.
If you will forgive me, my master, it is a wise thing to do.
Hassi, Ali Ben Ali, are you not my friends?
I am an Arab before I am your friend. As an Arab, I beg you, send this woman back or there will be more bloodshed.
I've risked my life for you many times. This is the first time I've asked even anything in return. I'll not send this woman back. I'm going to win her for my own. Hassi, see that the men are comfortable.
Aye, master.
We will rest here only a few hours, Ali Ben Ali.
As you will.
Yes, master?
Send me one of the horsemen immediately, Al-Zuri. I want to send a message to General Birabu.
Margot.
You savage, you ruffian. Why did you bring me here?
To teach you to love me.
Do you think I'd live with you on the desert and have a price set on my head, too?
As mad a dream as it sounds, I have been willing to risk my life to win your love.
But I love Paul.
You don't love Paul.
Well, maybe not. But there is someone I do love.
Who?
Well, you don't know him. He's General Birabeau's son, Pierre.
Pierre? You love him? That milksop?
Yes.
Why, you wanted romance.
Well, not anymore. I want the quiet life, the gentle, sweet life I would have with Pierre.
All right. I'll send Pierre to you.
You what?
I'll send Pierre to you at once.
You've captured him?
He is here. And if Pierre can win you, Why then, my sweet, I swear by all I hold sacred to send you back his bride.
No. No, wait. Oh, let me think.
Margot. You love me. I am sure of that now.
I'm afraid of you.
Oh, give me that night. Desert song calling, his voice enthralling, will make your mind.
Come. He is here.
Ali Ben Ali. Hassi, Seed, what does this mean?
This is Ali Ben Ali's doing, master, not ours. Come in, General Birbo. Here is the Red Shadow, and here is the girl.
General Birbo.
Margot, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I am, General Birbo.
Now, Governor, you can see that my people are innocent. The Red Shadow alone was responsible for seizing this girl.
Ali Ben Ali, as you know, when I received your messenger, I came here alone with him. I trust now to your promise that you will not interfere.
I will not interfere. This is your fight.
Mr. Red Shadow, I've come from Argor. In my younger days, I was a good swordsman. These men have told me that if I can defeat you in a single combat, you will no longer be their leader. And you must release her. Well, sir, I'm going to kill you. Or you'll have to kill me.
Oh, no, Governor Birbo. Please don't do this.
Step aside, Margot. Draw your sword, sir.
Master, answer him.
I cannot.
Oh, this is the famous Red Shadow. The myth that has frightened all Morocco.
Master, be warned. If you refuse to fight by the law of our tribe, we must turn you out into the desert to die. I know.
Oh, he's drawing his sword. He's going to fight.
Master, what are you doing?
I surrender my sword.
You surrender your sword. Well, well, I've won an easy victory, but I cannot call it a very proud one.
Men, take this coward you have called the Red Shadow to the edge of the desert. Leave him there and count yourself well rid of him.
Here is the edge of the desert, my master. Here we part.
We had no choice but to follow the law of our tribe. You must be sent into the desert without food, without arms. Your only weapon is this broken sword.
It is the will of Allah. Hassi, Seed, you'll say farewell to the men for me.
Oh, not one Arab on the desert, if he knew the truth, would say your father's life is worth yours.
But I am French, and I know it is. Farewell.
Allah be kind to thee, my master.
We turn our backs now towards Mecca and pray. Pray as you start into the desert. May Allah go with thee. Magic world to me.
This final week of the year is the traditional time for taking stock of what's happened during the past 12 months. So let's take a look at the work and progress of our American railroads during the year just ending.
First, what about freight service?
During 1948, the railroads hauled a load equivalent to moving 12 tons of freight a mile for each one of you, for every man, woman, and child in the country, during each and every day of the year.
And how about passenger service?
During the year, the railroads carried an average of nearly 2 million passengers each and every day. That service amounts on the average to a trip of almost 300 miles for every man, woman, and child in the country.
And what about improvements?
During 1948, the railroads spent on improvements alone, not including work on maintenance, an average of nearly $3.5 million a day for new streamlined trains, more efficient locomotives, better track and yard facilities, better signals and shops. During the year, more than 100,000 new freight cars were bought, all the builders could deliver, and another 100,000 additional cars have been ordered. In 1948, the railroads hauled a ton of freight a mile for less average revenue than they got in 1921 after the First World War. And they carried passengers for considerably less than they did a quarter of a century ago, when wages and prices were less than half what they are now. To keep abreast of the needs of the nation, to make the improvements in service they are planning, the railroads need to make earnings more nearly in line with today's costs. That would be your best assurance that America will always enjoy the most efficient, most economical, most dependable rail transportation in the world. Railroad Hour show train will return after a brief pause for station identification. And now back to the third act of The Desert Song, starring your host, Gordon McRae, Sterling Holloway, Clark Dennis, Francis X. Bushman, and Nadine Connor.
Lonely are the desert trees. I may wander where I please, yet I keep on longing just west of
one. I know just how you feel, Morgul.
Benny.
You know, the governor sent his men into the desert as soon as we got back tonight, and he told them to shoot the Red Shadow on sight. I don't think that's fair. They might kill him.
I know. Oh, Benny, if there was only something we could do.
I'm afraid there is nothing. It is fate, Margot. A man does what he must do, and then goes out to die. Kismet. Kismet. Oh, Margot, I'm getting so sort of red shadowish, don't you think? One alone, to be my own. I alone, to know her, if you'll pardon the expression, caress. Oh, shucks. I don't know. The desert has done something to me. I can see where I might be completely irresistible to an intelligent girl like Susan. One to be eternally. The one who's worshipping, get a load of this, soul. Possessed.
Oh, Benny, please don't sing that song.
Torturous, isn't it?
Oh, here you are, Margot.
Hello, Governor.
My son Pierre has disappeared again.
Oh, well, he was at the camp of Ali Ben Ali yesterday.
He was? Are you sure of that?
Why, of course. The Red Shadow boasted of it.
I didn't see him.
By heaven, if any harm has come to my boy. Benny, you look so uncomfortable. Sit down.
I'd rather die.
May I request a moment of your time?
Ali Ben Ali, what are you doing here?
Mademoiselle, yesterday the bravest man in the world went out to die for you. I, may Allah forgive me, thought he was a coward. But I have since learned that he had the courage enough to play the coward.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Governor Birabeau, where is your son, Pierre?
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. Margot tells me that yesterday he was in your palace.
Precisely, he was. But no one saw him arrive, and no one saw him go.
What do you mean?
One of my women, Azuri, saw the Red Shadow without his mask yesterday. She solved the riddle for me, and I am endeavoring to solve it for you. Will a son kill his father?
Will a son? Oh, no. You can't mean...
Pierre, the Red Shadow. Pierre?
Precisely, mademoiselle. Pierre, the Red Shadow.
My son. Oh, my son.
Listen!
The Red Shadow is dead! The Red Shadow!
We've killed the Red Shadow!
They've killed him! They've got him!
It is a great tragedy.
We captured him, General Birabeau. The Red Shadow is dead.
Oh, no!
Paul, who killed him? Which of your soldiers?
I killed him. I'm the man who put an end to the Red Shadow.
Pierre!
Pierre! You see? You see, Father, you never thought I was brave.
My son... You were bravest at that moment when you refused to fight.
Why? Father, you know.
I know, and I'm proud of you. Men, you've done your work. Back to the square. And double rations of food and wine for you all. Dismissed. Pierre is general at this post. I know nothing beyond the fact that the Red Shadow is no more.
Then you forgive me?
You've done nothing wrong, my boy. You seem to understand these people better than I do. Perhaps if we can work together, there'll be no need of a rip. Robin Hood.
Thank you, my father. Thank you.
Pierre, I thought you were my friend. As the Red Shadow, you turned me into the saddle sore of the desert.
No, Benny. As the Red Shadow, I give you my cloak and my mask. And you can be the romance of the desert.
Wow, that's better. A blue heaven and you and I.
Oh, no.
I hate the horse and the horse hates I.
Now I know why I could not decide between Pierre and the Red Shadow. I had need and love for them both. Oh, my darling, I am as much in love with the desert now as you are.
Margot.
This would be a magic world to me if she were
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, next week, the show train will arrive in the same tracks at the same time. On board will be the star comedian, Mr. Eddie Cantor, and Miss Eileen Wilson to join me in bringing you his greatest stage hit, Whoopee.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to say goodbye. So next week, we'll see you then.
The Desert Song has been presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers. This is Marvin Miller speaking. ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.